This is AgriPulse Drive Time, brought to you by Curious Plot. With today's news, here's Cindy Zimmerman.
Good afternoon. It was a busy day in Washington, D.C. today with a visit from President-elect Donald Trump to the White House and to Capitol Hill. And the secret ballot in the Senate for Majority Leader was won by a friend of agriculture and biofuels, Senator John Thune of South Dakota.
We will work to make America prosperous again by streamlining the bureaucratic machine and overturning costly Biden-Harris regulations. And we will work to restore American energy dominance, not just our energy security, but energy dominance, which will lower costs and bolster our national security.
Congratulations to Senator Thune came from groups including the National Corn Growers Association and the Renewable Fuels Association, who pointed out his defense of the renewable fuels standard and support of higher ethanol blends. Donnell Rehagen is CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America.
Yeah, Senator Thune, I think, has been a really good friend to renewable fuels and obviously to agriculture. Where he's from speaks and screams about agriculture. And so I think we stand a good chance to have a great conversation with him as well. We've had these for a long time with him. He's been around for a long time as well. And I think he totally understands the role that renewable fuels have in supporting agriculture and what we can accomplish with cleaner fuels in the marketplace.
Rehagen also says they're looking forward to working with the new Trump administration.
We've experienced the Trump administration before. We saw considerable growth in our industry during those times. Wasn't without its challenges, obviously. There's a lot of competing interests in any administration. But that's been a long time ago, and so I think there's been a lot of development since then in the country. Consumers are much more focused on cleaner fuels and the climate, and certainly than they were 8 or 10 years ago. And so we expect good things. We're looking forward to the opportunity to work with them.
Those comments were made at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Convention, which got underway today in Kansas City with a day of newsmaker panels, many of which focused on what the election results could mean for agriculture going forward. The Environmental Issues panel had some thoughts on President-elect Trump's pick for EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin, former congressman from New York. Rod Snyder is former EPA Agricultural Advisor.
First of all, he doesn't have a huge long track record on environmental issues. He wasn't on any committees of jurisdiction that oversaw EPA, so I think there's a lot of things we don't quite know yet. But he did co-sponsor legislation to reduce RFS volumes, also prevent any ethanol blends higher than E10. This was back when he was in Congress, 2015, 17, and has largely been critical of the RFS. And so when it comes to things like corn and soy and these domestic markets, I think there's a huge risk that EPA could step back from its commitment to renewable fuels over the next 4 years. That could be returning to the practice of granting small refinery exemptions, which undercut the program. I think that biofuels can be a bipartisan issue, and I hope I'm wrong about this, but the incoming EPA administrator doesn't have the best track record when it comes to supporting biofuels, and I think that is a concern.
Also weighing in on Zeldin for EPA was Syngenta's government relations manager, Mary Kay Thatcher.
I agree. He doesn't have the background and he hasn't been helpful to us. But, I think in every administration, when you sign up to be the Secretary of Ag, the head of EPA, the Secretary of State, you sign up to say yes, sir, to the president. And I think that's an even stronger requirement now. So I think a bigger question is going to be, are we considerably worried that President Trump won't be as supportive of biofuels as Lee Zeldin? And I would also say, what agriculture ought to be doing right now is finding lots of names to be half as good as Rod was in his job as assistant to the EPA administrator, because we always had a very open, direct line, I think, from every farm group, anybody that dealt with EPA.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and we'll have more newsmakers from the NAFB annual meeting in Kansas City here on Drive Time. For AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmer.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot, a full-service marketing communications and consulting agency driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com.